During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, Port Huron Area School District Board of Education met last night. Joining us right now is the president of the school board, Lori Oldford. Lori, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Can you believe we're almost to the end of the school year?
It's going so fast.
It really has. And, I mean, here we are in April. School year's about done
right,
at this point.
Right, right. Yeah, you get the month of May, and yeah.
Poof, there you go.
Yeah.
Been a good school year?
I think it's been a great school year.
Yeah.
There's lots of positive things going on. Lots of, you know, there haven't been any huge hiccups. I mean, once we get over COVID, and I mean, we're still recovering from COVID. We really are in terms of students' abilities, you know, not necessarily abilities, but where they, how they were affected academically.
We had a learning loss there for
yes.
about a year. It was kind of like the pause button was pushed. And I see that there are still things being done toward more home learning and things like that.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, last night, one of the things that we approved were a summer packet for the elementary kids. So the title buildings will be getting these, I'm imagining bags, backpacks, whatever, full of learning supplies, grade level, and with a parent component. So the parents can help the kids over the summer to at least maintain where they are and hopefully grow a little bit.
That's exciting. What else is going on in the district?
Well, we've got a big millage coming up, millage request. It's called a sinking fund, which I laugh every time I hear that because I didn't know what that was and why it was called a sinking fund.
I was picturing like a big sinkhole somewhere.
Exactly, yeah. And it basically what we're looking at is replenishing money that a lot of the other districts are already getting. A lot of other districts in our county are already getting quite a bit of funds in their sinking fund millage, and ours is at one of the lowest in the county. So we're coming in and asking that the community approve this sinking fund millage. Basically, it covers things like technology, building repair, things that would have to come out of the general fund if we didn't have this millage.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to the average resident of St. Clair, or not St. Clair County, but the Port Huron Area School District?
Well, I should have done my homework a little bit better because there is a little cheat sheet here that I have that I didn't read through.
All right.
But it's not a huge amount of money for any average home, and I'm not even going to guess because I don't want to misspeak.
But this comes up on the May ballot.
This will be coming up on the main ballot on the May 7th millage. We have a couple other, I think, requests in the community for various things, the library and a couple things. So it'll be on that ballot, yeah.
All right. But generally, a good school year thus far. Good reports last night at the meeting.
Yeah, in fact, I had a person stop me after the meeting last night and said, you know, a lot of positive things are happening. We put in what's called a family engagement position. We have a few people going into the elementary schools, working on attendance, working on getting those kids, because those were the kids that were, you know, obviously getting behind through COVID and then maybe aren't getting back to school and on track. So they did a little March Madness chart in one of their schools in the Indian Woods School to compete. So the classrooms competed to get down to the final, you know, it was cute the way they presented it. The kids bought in and it was really successful.
Parents are so important to the success of a student, aren't they?
They are essential. You know, people think that, you know, the kids go to school and they can, you know, they have a good teacher, they'll learn, they'll go home, they come back the next day. And, you know, these days, and maybe not back when we were as much when we were kids, but these days the parents are number one. They have to be involved and engaged with their kids.
Yeah, and I think more and more people are beginning to realize that too, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anything else from last night's meeting you want to share?
Let's see. We had the varsity basketball, girls varsity basketball team at Northern were recognized statewide as the number one highest grade point average for an a sports team. First time in like 10 years in our district that that's happened. So we recognized some of the girls there for that achievement. That's quite an accomplishment.
Boy, it sure is. Yeah. Sounds like lots of good things going on.
Definitely.
All right. And now the march is on toward toward graduation season.
I was just thinking that we have a lot of dates on our calendars for a lot of graduations and assemblies, various things going on to finish up the year.
It doesn't seem possible because I keep thinking, oh, it's only April. It's only, well, we're more than halfway through April.
Then
May goes by quickly, and boom, here we are.
Definitely.
Here's to it. Lori, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Great to see you, Paul. Thanks so much.
Lori Oldford with us on WPHM, president of the Port Huron Area School District Board of Education. Let's take a look at weather real quick.